High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
It's time for us to turn our attention to high school football now on KTNC tonight. Peru State College game of the week is the annual battle between the Auburn Bulldogs and the Fall City Tigers. Auburn having the best of it this season with a record of 6-2 headed into the finale for the regular season. Fall City coming in 1-7. It's been a struggle for the Tigers, but you can bet they'll be ready to take on the Auburn Bulldogs tonight in the season finale and the final home game for the seniors at Jug Brown Stadium. Earlier this week, I had a chance to visit with coaches Tony Jansen for the Bulldogs and with Coach Darren Fritz of the Tigers. The Tigers, at very least, could do severe damage to Auburn's playoff hopes of having a home game next week, and at the very worst, could knock them out of the playoffs with a win tonight. So Tigers have that on their side, something to maybe do to the Bulldogs tonight. But the Bulldogs, well, their only losses by 1 point to the number one team in the state and also to the number six team in the state. So the Bulldogs, very good team, and you can bet they won't overlook the Tigers. Randy Gatula will have the call tonight for the Tigers, along with Tom Bartek from Jug Brown Stadium. I'll be back and visit with the coaches after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the five-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dins Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dins Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to the Hiawatha Redhawks volleyball squad led by senior Clara Lindstrom. Congratulations on your 34-3 record this far and your top five ranking in the state. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, best of luck in the postseason.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in two parcels. One parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Fall City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
It's time now to visit with Auburn coach Tony Jansen as the Bulldogs are coming to Falls City tonight to take on the Tigers for their annual battle. Coach, it's been a good season for the Bulldogs so far. Two really tough losses that we talked about earlier, we talked about during the year, but 6-2, sitting in a good spot here. Need a win tonight to get things going for the postseason next week, and as I said, take care of business tonight.
Yeah, you know, as you said, it's been a year we can be proud of our guys, I think. You know, obviously, like you said, the two losses were frustrating, 1 point losses. But the biggest thing that you always want to see as a coach is growth. And I think our guys did an excellent job of handling those losses the right way and growing from those and just improving throughout the season. And then that's what you want to have happen is you really hit your stride towards the end of the year. And I think we have the opportunity to do that here into week 9 and, you know, not looking ahead, but then hopefully into the postseason as well.
Yeah, and those two losses, I mean, number one, Ashley Greenwood, and, of course, Platteview, they're really good teams that you lost to.
Yeah, the Ashley Greenwood week one, and actually it was Milford on the other. His only loss was to Ashley Greenwood. And, Yeah, so, you know, they were frustrating losses, games like we felt like we could have won, but just like I said, things we learned from, and when we look back at that, you know, what could have we done different, and what can we practice differently so we're ready for those opportunities the next time. And I think, like I said, I think our guys have done a good job of taking those losses the right way.
Doing it that's one thing. Now, offensively, defensively, we're here to week 9. Have you got everything kind of set for the season where you want it to be? I mean, you talked about growth throughout the season. Pretty much, I guess you always hope you haven't played your best game yet.
Yeah, I think we're growing. I think one thing that's helped us, too, is we got a good group of veterans, but we have some young guys that we really think can help us, but it's hard to throw them out, you know, to the Wolves early in the year. And those guys have developed and given us more depth and are ready to get on the field now in some of these big opportunities, too. So I think that's something that's really helping us at this point here as well.
I came in here tonight with Falls City. The Tigers have had a struggle this season with just the one win so far, but they played much better last week against Nebraska City. That's not a bad team at all. So the Tigers will present a challenge tonight for you.
They definitely will. They always do, and we know they're a talented team. And sometimes you just have those years where some things don't fall your way, and I don't think their record's indicative at all of what we're going to see when we go down to Jug Brown and play them. They're always going to give us their best shot, and like I said, they're a talented team. They're always a physical team, always a well-coached team. So we're ready for a challenge, ready for a battle for sure.
The Tigers have presented problems for teams this year. Unfortunately, they've had some health issues up on that front line, but that offensive line, defensive line, there's some big fellas up there for Falls City you got to deal with tonight.
Yeah, they're big and they're strong and they're aggressive, and I mean, this is a compliment, but they can be kind of mean. So that definitely presents a challenge for our line, and we got to be ready to meet that and play with that. You know, the same sort of intensity, pad level is real important when you play a big line like that. So those are things we stress throughout the week for sure.
All right, Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys tonight if things are going well for the Bulldogs.
Well, I think, you know, a game like this, I think coming out to a fast start is important. Minimize mistakes, you know, capitalize on the opportunities that you have. And, you know, and then ride waves when you can. Fall City's going to come out with a lot of, you know, aggressiveness, a lot of intensity. You know, something good's going to happen for them at some point. How do we bounce back from that in the next play? Just moving on, focusing on what we call our 1-0 mentality, one play at a time. I think that's going to be key for us.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ballgame tonight.
Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
Back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Okay. 3, 2. 2-1. Welcome back to our pregame show. Now time to wrap up our visit with the coach as we talk with Fall City coach Darren Fritz as the Tigers get ready to take on the Auburn Bulldogs again tonight. Coach, this is always a big game for the two schools, Fall City and Auburn. They really look forward to playing each other, I think.
Yeah, we do. I know we look forward to it every year. And, regardless of the records, we still look forward to it. And, our kids are excited. They're ready to play.
Auburn is coming in here 6-2. They're sitting really, really well right now for playoffs. If your kids get things done tonight, you can kind of ruin a lot of plans that the Bulldogs may be in the midst of making.
Yeah, we could. And, I like to think of us, myself, especially as a nice guy, and our team is a nice team, but we would sure love to spoil our plans.
certainly when you get to this point of the season, that's one of the things you can look forward to. Auburn coming in here, they've got a young man, Ryan Dixon. He's pretty much all over the field. He's in a quarterback, and might sneak over to running back, and I've seen him do some pretty good things on defense, too. He's one of the guys you got to watch out for tonight.
Yeah, we definitely know about Dixon, and I think the whole thing with him is if you can, he does everything. If you can contain him, you've got a shot to win.
Okay, let's talk about Fall City. I talked to Coach Jansen earlier this week, and he said, we don't know what they're going to do. They've ran the ball. They've passed the ball. We've seen them run some wing. You've got Auburn a little bit on their heels as far as they have to prepare for everything, which I guess is what you want as an offense.
It is. It's different than years past. Our kids have done a great job all year of adapting to new things. And, we'll have a few new things tonight, so...
Doing different things out of necessity, that you hate to have to do that, but this has been one of those years where you started getting kids dinged early and it didn't get much better as the season went. It seemed like every week somebody else was getting hurt. You and the staff have done a good job of trying a lot of different things and seeing if you can come up with the right answer.
And it's been layers. We had linemen out early. We went to five wide. We just threw the heck out of the ball. And, I think we did a good job. And then we lose the quarterbacks. And then we're kind of lost. What do we do against Milford, a really good team? And, Nebraska City, we were a little more balanced. So, we've tried different things. And our kids have done a great job of just soaking this stuff up and giving it the best effort.
Mm-hmm. And I think back to different points of the season, the kids would come out early in the ball game. I think Platteview was one of them. I forget the other game. You come out, you do this, you do that. Things look good. Last week for three quarters, probably maybe the best football the team's put together this year. But it just hasn't worked out on the one loss record. But the kids, as you have said all along, they've never given up. They've never quit. And everybody has to be proud of that.
Yeah, I'm very proud of them. Our older guys are doing a good job. We're throwing our young guys into a situation that you don't ever really want to have to do, throwing freshmen and sophomores, in against some really quality teams. But they've done a great job responding. They've had to grow up a little bit before they should, but, they've done a good job.
Mm-hmm. And the schedule, and there are no excuses. The record is what it is, but the competition level this year, even the district especially, there's a lot of tough teams in this District 1.
Yeah. The schedule top to bottom has been quality, and we knew that going in. We knew we were going to have to be on top of our game going in each and every week, and it was going to be a dogfight. And it certainly proved to be challenging.
All right, Coach, here, I'll give you one more shot at this. We do this about every week. Keys to the game for Fall City, you have to go well tonight.
I tell you the same thing I tell you every week. We need to be fundamentally sound. Defensively, we need to run to the ball and tackle. Offensively, we need to limit mistakes. We need to stay on schedule. And, if we do these things, much as any football team in America, any week of the year, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, not only tonight, all through the season. It's always one of the highlights of the week for me to get to visit with you and see what you're thinking and what the Tigers may do. So good luck tonight.
Well, thank you very much, John.
We'll be back with the rest of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at F&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the F&M Bank ag lenders set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at F&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everyone, from Jug Brown Stadium in Falls City. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Tom Bartek. We welcome you to another edition of High School Football tonight here on KTNC. The Falls City Tigers hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. Right now, we're going through the pregame pageantry here. The Tigers just now entering the field. Think they're getting set for a national anthem, but we're going to keep it here live for the moment. Tonight, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, the Mount City Panthers are on the road at Rockport, facing the Rockport Blue Jays. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. That's live over on Sunny 101.3. Again, here we are at Jug Brown Stadium. We're in Falls City. The Tigers, 1-7 on the season, hosting the Auburn Bulldogs, who are 6-2. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's game. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Falls City and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of the cancer, and the five-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium. Randy Gatula, as I said, seated alongside Tom Bartek. Tom, another gorgeous evening for football.
Oh, my, Randy, a great night. 57 degrees here at kickoff with about a 5-mile-per-hour breeze. Can't beat it.
Now, the flags up here on top of the goalposts aren't moving at all, so right now very little air moving out here. Just going to be a nice night for football. We hope to have a competitive ball game here. When you look at the teams on paper, Auburn 6-2, Falls City just 1-7 on the year. Could be a tough time of it, but we thought that last week when Nebraska City came to town, and the Tigers made a pretty good showing of themselves last week against the Pioneers.
That's exactly right, and this is a rivalry game, so you never know what's going to happen.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, offensively for the Auburn Bulldogs, at center, Austin Levine, 195 and a junior. The left guard is Wyatt Rowell. Rowell, 220 and a junior. At the right guard is Braden Gurdes. He's a 190-pound junior. Right tackle is Hunter Koppelman. Koppelman, a senior at 220. The left tackle is Stetson Nyman. He's a senior, 180 pounds. Receivers are Ryland at Bellstorff. Ryland is 170 and a junior. And Ryan Binder, 155-pound and senior. The tight end is Blake Allen. Allen, a junior at 210. In the offensive backfield for the Bulldogs, Ryan Dixon, you'll hear his name a lot tonight. He's the quarterback, 180 pounds and a senior. The running backs are Brad Hall, a senior at 180, and Tate Hugg. Hugg is a 185-pound junior. The Bulldogs, as we said, are 6-2 on the year, and they're coached by head coach Tony Jansen. Now the starters for your Falls City Tigers. At center, Justin Brewer, 225 and a senior. Left guard, Kellen McAfee. McAfee, 160 and a junior. The right guard is John Craig, 295-pound junior. At the tackle on the right side, Stephen Field, 220 and a junior. Left tackle, Jaden Nolde. Nolde, a 285-pound senior. Tight end is Cam Schramm, 185 and a senior. Wide receivers, Race Farmer, 150 and a senior. Wyatt Oberding, a sophomore at 160. In the backfield, you'll see the quarterback, Jackson Strauss, 180 and a junior. Thomas Fields is the running back, 215 pounds and a senior. You'll also see Tate Wilcox, Charlie McNeely, and Caden Strecker all in that backfield from time to time tonight for the Tigers. As we said, the Tigers 1-7. And the Bulldogs at 6-2. We have the matchups coming up next Friday night now in the D2 eight-man playoffs. We know after wins last night by Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock, we can tell you that Johnson Brock will be on the road facing Riverside High. That's in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska. That'll be a 5 o'clock kickoff next Friday. You'll hear that on Sunny 101.3. I'll have the call for you. Here on KTNC, a 6 o'clock kickoff for the Sacred Heart Irish. They'll be on the road traveling out to Kennesaw. So we'll have live coverage on both KTNC and on Sunny 101.3 of eight-man playoff football coming up this next Friday night. This is the final regular season game of the year for both of these teams tonight, the Tigers and the Bulldogs. Last week, Nebraska City was in town. Tom, you and I were here, and Tigers made a pretty good accounting of themselves against the Pioneers.
Yeah, they played well in that first half, Randy. Just kind of ran out of steam a little bit in the second.
I'm sure that has Auburn's attention, seeing how successful Falls City was at times against Nebraska City. That probably helped the Auburn coaches get their kids ready for this thing here. Teeing up the football, getting set to kick it away is Gannon Ogden. He's a sophomore, big boy, 245 pounds. He'll be handling the kickoff. That Dixon deep back there?
It is.
Ryan Dixon is the deep man. He waits in the middle as Ogden is set to kick it away from the 40. Tigers and Bulldogs are underway, a short end-over-ender. Going to be caught by the up man at the 35, out to the 40, across the 45, taken out of bounds near the midfield stripe at the 50-yard line. On the return there was Blake Allen. Allen got that one. He's the tight end, and he did a good job of returning that and gives Auburn great field position. They'll begin this drive first and 10 at the midfield stripe at the 50-yard line.
Wilcox and Strecker knocking him out of bounds there at midfield.
Bulldogs over the football. Ryan Dixon is the quarterback. He sits in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers wide to the right. In motion goes Ryan Binder up the middle with the football. Straight ahead goes Dixon. He's got a gain of about 5 on the carry. Stopped at the 45-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
He got out of one tackle, and then John Craig had a hold of him there. And at 295, he's tough to get away from.
Ryan Binder comes to the near side of the field, split out. Tate Hugg sets in a slot to the right. Belstorff is the wide receiver, split wide right. Dixon sets in the shotgun formation, waiting for a snap, has a snap, hands the ball straight ahead to his running back, who's hit at the line of scrimmage to drop.
Problems on the set of
runs.
That's
Brad Hall on the carry. Hall is dropped right at the line of scrimmage at the 45-yard line is where they'll put it down.
Nolte made a good stop there. He's playing linebacker, it looks like, tonight, Randy, which is a little different formation for him, isn't it?
Third down and 5 now at the 45-yard line. Big third down play on this first possession for the Auburn Bulldogs. Belstorff comes to the near side this time as a receiver. Dixon is going to set Tate Hugg to his right in the backfield in shotgun formation. Ryan Dixon has a snap. He'll keep it himself and run to the right. Ducks it in, has the first down yardage inside the 40, fights down near the 37 or 8-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs.
Helmet got him, but not until he got a first down.
Ball is going to be marked right at the 38-yard line. First and 10 now. The ball right between the hash marks in the middle of the football field. Dixon splits a wide receiver to the left side. Belstorff in a slot to the left is Hugg. Dixon sets in the shotgun formation again. He also has a wide receiver to the right side. Throws a pass out to the right. It's going to be complete at the 40. Fighting forward and being taken out of bounds. The receiver over there near the 35-yard line making the reception was Ryan Binder. And Binder's going to have a gain on the play. Well, we'll see where they're going to mark it here.
So I'm going to pick up about 1, it looks like.
He stepped out of bounds sooner than I thought. Ryan Binder with a gain of a yard on the play. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage now at the 37-yard line of the Tigers.
McAfee out there quick to get him out of bounds.
Belstorff comes to the left, Binder wide right. Dixon, the quarterback, puts Binder in motion. Turns, gives the ball off. Coming around from the left side with the football is Binder. Breaks a tackle at the 30. Inside the 25, still on his feet. All the way to the 20-yard line goes Ryan Binder. Binder was set as a wide receiver to the right side of the field. Came in motion from right to left. Took the inside handoff and then battled his way all the way to the 20-yard line for first down yardage.
That was a tough run. Isaac Frederick held on there for the tackle.
Binder again wide to the right. Belstorff splits to the left. Dixon on first and 10 at the 20. Pitches it out to his running back on the right side, Tate Hugg. Hugg still on his feet, fighting inside the 15. Down near the 11 or 12-yard line goes Tate Hugg.
McAfee coming off the bottom of that pile there. Make that stop for Fall City.
Gain of the carry down to the 12-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be second down and 2 at the 12. They go very quickly with no huddle here. Dixon puts Ryan Binder to the near side, spread out. Hand the ball up the middle again. That's Hugg carrying the football. He's fighting inside the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal now near the 5 now for the Bulldogs.
McAfee in on another stop there for the Tigers.
Tate Hugg, a 185-pound junior, was the ball carrier there for the Bulldogs. 9:26 to play in the first quarter here at Jud Brown Stadium in Fall City. No score in the contest, but the Bulldogs are threatening on their first possession. First and goal, Auburn, at the 5-yard line of the Tigers. Ryan Dixon calls the snap, keeps it himself. He runs forward, gets hit, spun down, and dropped near the 2-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 3 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and goal at the 2.
Nolte with the stop for the Tigers.
Dixon faked the handoff to Hugg there, then kept it himself and dove into that line, got a gain of about 3. So put the football just outside the 2, inside the right hash mark. Ball City going, or Auburn going from our right to left from south to north. Dixon with Hugg set beside him on his right hip. calls his cadence. Dixon has the snap, gives the hug, hug into the middle, again hit near the line. He'll try and power forward for another yard or so. Looks to be down to about the 1 yard line as Tate Hug. And it'll bring up third down and goal now for the Bulldogs at the 1 yard line of the Tigers.
John Crick had him in a bear hug and wrestled him down.
Auburn just kind of chipping away at this thing. They were first and goal at the 5. Now they're third and goal at the 1. Let's see what kind of a formation. No huddle again. Wide right goes Bellstorff. Wide left comes Ryan Vinder. Tate Hug sets in the backfield next to the quarterback, Dixon. Dixon has the snap. He'll run it himself. Comes to the left side. He's hit across and goes in for standing up for the touchdown. They're going to call it a 2 yard carry for Ryan Dixon for the touchdown. The score coming with 7 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the first quarter here in Fall City. Ryan Dixon has the Bulldogs on the board. Now we'll line up for the conversion kick into kick it. For the Bulldogs, doing the kicking is Ryan Dixon. He's kind of missed everything. Ball is down. Dixon's kick is up. Kick is good. And the Auburn Bulldogs go up 7-0 with 7:59 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, volleyball fans. This is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Hiawatha Redhawks volleyball squad led by senior Clara Lindstrom. Congratulations on your 34-3 record this far and your top 5 ranking in the state. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, best of luck in the postseason.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha for your needs in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City.
That Bulldog scoring drive took 8 plays to cover 50 yards, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run by Ryan Dixon on the quarterback keeper. Dixon kicked the extra point, and the Bulldogs go on top 7-0 with 7:59 to play in the first quarter. This recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Here's the ensuing kickoff, a driving kick that's going to go into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 20-yard line, and that's where the Tigers will have their first possession. Boy, he put a
foot
into that.
Wow. Yeah, and that was even against what little breeze we have.
I believe, was that Dixon?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That was a good boot.
Yeah, you know, Dixon's not that big a kid. He's 180. I mean, I guess maybe big for quarterbacks, but sometimes you're used to seeing 200-pound play kickers out there.
Pretty athletic kid.
Football spotted at the 20-yard line as the Tigers had their first possession. Jackson Strauss will be the quarterback. He opens with trips to his right, one right receiver to the left, a spread formation. And the ball up the middle to Fields is running back. He's got yardage across the 25, still on his feet.
Wow.
Turning out to the 30, did not want to be tackled across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Goes Thomas Fields, 8 of 11 on the play. It'll bring up first and 10 for the Tigers at the 31-yard line.
Stetson Neiman on the stop there for Auburn. Boy, he drug him a long way, didn't he?
Like Fields was going to be tackled at the 25, and he picked up another 6 yards just carrying the plow with him. All right, first and 10 for the Tigers at the 31-yard line. Fall City over the football, spread formation. Two wide receivers right, one to the left, slot to the right. Handoff goes, or the snap goes straight ahead to Jackson Strauss. He runs into the line, has the ball out to the 35-yard line for a gain of 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go for the Tigers.
Blake Allen there for Auburn to make the stop.
Big welcome to all of our listeners in the Auburn School District joining us tonight online. MSCSports.net is where you find us. MSCSports.net online. Listen in. Second down and 6 to go now for the Tigers at the 35-yard line. Jackson Strauss is the quarterback in the shotgun. Has the snap. Gives to Fields. Fields into the middle. He's met this time short of the 40. They stop him short of first down yardage, but not before a gain of about 4 on the carry. Puts the ball out to the 39-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 2 now for the Tigers.
Brad Hall made the stop there for Auburn.
Line of scrimmage is at the 39-yard line. Third down and 2 for the Tigers. Strauss puts trips to the right. Single setback. Thomas Fields sets to his left in the shotgun. Hand to Fields. Fields is hit and then dives forward close to the first down, but he's going to be stopped short. at the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and a yard to go here now for the Tigers from their own 40-yard line.
Wyatt Rowell met him right in the hole there and dropped him. Big fourth down, Randy.
Rowell, a 220-pound defensive lineman there, a junior. Rowell got that stop. Yeah, big fourth down play early. Tigers look like they're going to come out and go after it, trailing 7-0. They'll come over the football. Race Farmer is the wide receiver to the near side of the field. Two running backs back there with Strauss in the backfield. Directly to Strauss. He'll get the first down barely. He had the yard, but he's going to get about a yard and a half. He's got the football just outside the 41-yard line. Well, now, wait a minute. Where are they spotting the football? The man on our side came in and showed him to be out across the 41.
Oh,
and they marked the football. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
They marked the football back to the 40-yard line, and you're going to hear Fall City's fans expressing displeasure. A yard short on what looked like a sure deal.
Wow.
They spotted Clinton. Well, he must have touched a knee back there earlier.
Well, it must have. It sure looked like he had picked that up, Randy, didn't it?
Yeah, Tigers turn it over on downs. It'll be first and 10 for the Bulldogs. What field position they have. They begin at the 40-yard line. Dixon with a wide receiver right, one split to the left. That would be Belstorff and Binder. Back to pass is Dixon. Dixon's going to go deep down the right sideline. The receiver is there, and the pass falls incomplete down at the 5-yard line.
Race Farmer on good coverage down there. He almost came back to make a heck of a grab there.
Intended receiver was Ryan Binder, and Race Farmer was back there on the defensive coverage running with Ryan Binder. Looked for a minute like one or the other was going to make the catch there, but it ends up falling to the turf incomplete, and it'll bring up second down and 10. So the Bulldogs kind of stressed the field a little bit there to get everybody's attention by sending Ryan Binder down that right sideline.
Yeah, Dixon showed he's got a pretty good arm there, didn't he, Randy?
Yeah, second down and 10 at the 40-yard line for Ryan Dixon in the shotgun. Tate Hug sets in the backfield with him, fake to Hug. Dixon keeps it himself, runs to his right, the 35, the 30, 25, down to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and I think, no, the guy said he stepped out.
Looks like about the
2-3. So very close, looked like he was going to get in there. At the last instant, he couldn't keep his balance. He stepped out of bounds at about the 4-yard line is where they're going to mark it.
He put on a burst when he hit that sideline, didn't he?
Yep, it'll be first and goal at the 4-yard line for the Auburn Bulldogs. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first period. Auburn leads it right now, 7-0. Dixon with backs on either side of him. Sets in the shotgun, snap to Dixon. Dixon gives the football off, running around, coming to the left side, into the end zone.
Oh, we got a late flag there.
Flag is thrown. Going in there for the touchdown was Maverick Binder. But let's see what this flag is going to be. Binder, Maverick Binder, that was, carrying the ball.
Like it's going to be a hold on Auburn, Randy. They're going to mark this back.
Penalty flag thrown. Penalty against the Bulldogs. Negates a touchdown run by Maverick Binder. Binder, 160-pound sophomore, took that hand off from right to left and went into the left corner of the end zone. But with the penalty yardage, the football is now marked back out to the 12-yard line is where we'll put it. And it'll be first and goal at the 12. Maverick Binder sets to the right. To the left is Brad Hall, I think, now, with Dixon in there at quarterback. Dixon calls his count, has a snap, fakes a handoff, rolling right, wants to throw down into the corner of the end zone. The pass is caught for a touchdown.
Yeah, what a grab there. Number 16, that was 15, Ryan Binder.
Yes, Binder makes a reception, and that will be a 12-yard touchdown pass complete to Ryan Binder. For the TD, Auburn goes up now 13-0. That was well thrown. Binder
sure was.
That thing, it was down there where he was the only one that could possibly pull that thing in and got it for the score. All right, Ryan Dixon in to kick the conversion. Ball is down. It's placed. The kick is up. Oh, did he get through there?
I think
it
got over him.
14-0. Auburn on top with 5:17 to play in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in two parcels. One parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Falls City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha or Weston for all your needs.
It took Auburn only four plays to go 40 yards after taking over on downs. The drive cap with a 12-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Dixon to Ryan Binder. Dixon kicked the conversion, and Auburn goes on top 14-0 with 5:17 to play in the first quarter here at Jug Brown Stadium. All right, Dixon has a tee at the 40-yard line, set to kick it away.
Back deep is, let me see, that looks like
ball's gonna be
22. That's Robert Gilkerson.
25 across the 30, and Gilkerson gets the ball out to the 33-yard line. That's where the Tigers will begin this drive. First and 10, working from their own 33-yard line. Ball City running from our left to right, from north to south, here at Jug Brown Stadium. Tonight, over on Sunny 101.3, the Mount City Panthers are on the road there in Rockport, facing the Rockport Blue Jays. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. Again, that's over on Sunny 101.3. Flag is thrown on that kickoff return. Illegal participation, 12 men on the field. Well, that's okay if it works. Penalty yardage is going to be assessed against the Tigers. Back them all the way down to the, where are we at, 18-yard line?
Down to 20, oh yeah, you're right, I'm sorry, 18, you're right.
Now put it at the 18, first and 10, and that's where the Tigers will take over now, with Jackson Strauss calling the signal. Strauss in the backfield with Fields setting to his left, turns, gives it off the field.
Wow.
Hit immediately, a big defensive play there by Auburn's Wyatt Rowell. Well, he just came flying through.
He was shot out of a cannon on that, wasn't he? I don't think he was unblocked.
Yeah, Rowell came through there untouched and was all over Thomas Fields before Thomas could even get his feet under it. Loss on the play back to the 10 or the 15-yard line. Loss of three. Brings up second down and 13 yards to go now for the Tigers. Second and 13 at the 15-yard line. Jackson Strauss has the snap. He's in the pocket, wants to throw. Out to his left, pass throws out of bounds. Receiver couldn't get to it. Well covered over there defensively by Maverick Binder. Maverick was over there also on defense for the Bulldogs. Brad Hall, but Maverick Binder closest to the intended receiver.
Timing was off a little bit on that little pass in the flat there.
So now third down and long for the Tigers. Fall City trailing Auburn, if you're just joining us, 14-0. Bulldogs on top. 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter here in Fall City. Jackson Strauss puts trips to his right. Three wide out receivers to the right side. Strauss is back to pass, looking right. He's going to run with the football. 15, 20, 25, 20, ooh, close, 28-yard line. Very close to first down yardage once again. It's going to depend on what kind of a spot he gets here.
Oh, they're going to give him first down on that, Ray.
Not even mentioned.
Wow.
That must be a makeup for the last one.
I wasn't going to say that.
Now, Auburn fans, okay, Auburn, I got a lot of friends on both sides of the line of scrimmage here. Honestly, on that last possession of Fall City, that was a very questionable spot. I think the folks across the way would probably agree if they were watching closely. Here come the Tigers over the ball, first and 10. On his feet is Fields, out to the 35-yard line, a gain of 6 on the carry, and they'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go.
Tripped up by Brad Hall.
This was a broadcaster's dream. I lived in Auburn for 20 years, Fall City for 30 years. Lots of friends on both sides of the football, very familiar with both programs over the last 35, 40 years or so. And when these two teams get together, I'm just in heaven up here. What a great time.
You bet.
Brand new press box here to work out of in Fall City. Our friends from Auburn in town. Second down and 4 now for the Tigers. Jackson Strauss again sets trips to his right. Fields is a single setback with him. Fields on the carry, has first down yardage, inside the, across the 40, out to the 41-yard line. That was a direct snap that went right to Fields, and he gets it out to the 41-yard line, first and 10. replicate that tonight against the Bulldogs.
Well, the Tigers need a drive right now.
Wide to the left, one wide out receiver, trips to the right. Strauss with Fields set in the backfield. Out of the shotgun, Strauss gives to Fields again. Fields running tough forward for about 4 yards. He stopped just short of the 45-yard line. Give him about 3.5, give him 4. We'll call it second down and 6.
Host of Bulldogs in on that, but it looked like Levine was on the bottom there getting up.
Ball is going to be marked at the 44-yard line. Second down and a long 6 yards to go now for the Fall City Tigers. Strauss, three receivers. Farmer is split wide to this side. Strauss has the snap. He's going to run it himself to the left. Ducks it inside. A flag is thrown on the play. He's across midfield into Auburn territory. Has enough for first down yardage, but there's a flag thrown back here, and it's going to be an illegal chop block called against the Tigers.
Yeah.
So just when it looked like Fall City was starting to get a little momentum going here, that ugly old penalty flag comes out again.
Fall City with that rushing game can't afford to get behind the sticks here on that.
So now, penalty yardage will be assessed against the Tigers. They'll march the football back to the north up the field here. Still waiting to see where they're going to spot this thing. Ooh, backing them way up.
Mm-hmm.
Ball's going to come clear back inside the 30-yard line to the 29. And that means the Tigers are going to now be facing second down and 22 yards to go. Second and 22, and they had first down yardage.
Though. Yeah, that was a good run by Strauss.
Yes, it was. Ball to the 29-yard line, second and 22 for the Tigers. Race Farmer comes wide right. Cam Schramm sets an assault to the right. Trips to this side. Back to pass. They dump the ball over the middle. Pass falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Thomas Fields. Boy, defender all around.
Yeah, Levine was in there quick. I mean, they were flowing in there real quick. Strauss had to get rid of that ball before he wanted to.
My name is Randy Gatula tonight. Very pleased to be seated alongside Tom Bartek. 2:03 to play here in the first quarter. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fall City Tigers 14-0. Auburn now facing third down and 22 from their own 29-yard line. Jackson Strauss is back to pass. Here comes the pressure.
Oh,
pass intercepted at the 35, the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Auburn on the interception. Tate Hug. He intercepted that ball at the 35-yard line. Tate Hug on the pick six for the Auburn Bulldogs. And Hug kind of helping blow this thing open here right now. He caught that ball at the 35-yard line, went down the left sideline untouched, and puts another 6 points on the board for the Bulldogs with a minute 53 to play here in the first quarter.
Auburn had good pressure again. Strauss had, well, he got rid of that ball. I think he wishes he probably could have kept it.
Kind of pick up who that holder is. He bends down and you can't read his number. We know Ryan Dixon is the kicker. Ball is placed down. Dixon's kick is up. And the kick is good. And Auburn goes up 21-0 with a minute 53 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services on Auburn and Fall City.
A pick six for Tate Hug. He caught the ball at the 35-yard line. Took it down the left sideline untouched for the touchdown. Ryan Dixon adds the extra point, and Auburn has opened up a 21-0 lead with a minute 53 to play still here in the second quarter in Fall City. Dixon with the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Is it Gilkerson back deep?
It is.
All right, Gilkerson waits at the 10-yard line. Here's the kick. Picked up by an up man at the 20.
Farmer's got that.
Race Farmer across the 30 and then spun down at about the 33 or 34-yard line goes Race Farmer. That's where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10, Fall City Tigers. So, Tom, after the Tigers, it appeared, had moved the ball into Bulldog territory. They had the penalty flag, backed them way up, gave them third and 22.
2. They're trying to throw the ball. Tate Hug responds with a pick 6 for the Bulldogs, and what a momentum swing that one penalty flag made.
It sure is. Fall City's had a hard struggle a little bit throwing the ball this year.
Yeah, first down and 10 now from their own 33-yard line, the Tigers.
Oh, wow.
Hit in the backfield. They snapped it to Fields, I think. And
wow.
Who got it?
72, Wyatt Rowell in there again.
Well, Rowell's been active here early in the ballgame defensively. He's whipping somebody over there because
wow.
Rowell looks like he's coming through completely untouched. He's on the ball carrier before they can even get started. Into the game now, checking in, Caden Strecker into the lineup. Strecker comes in. He'll be in replacing Cam Schramm. Second down, 13 yards to go from the 29-yard line, the Tigers' own 29. Strauss is back to pass. Pressure coming again. He scrambles, being chased. Throws the ball up the sideline. Pass falls incomplete. Nobody near it. He had a lot of pressure. Several defenders chasing him there in the backfield.
Looked like Braden Gertis was hot on his trail there. He just had to get rid of it.
Incomplete pass stops the clock with a minute and 5 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 21 to nothing the score. Again, a big welcome to all of our Auburn listeners, as well as our regular Fall City fans tuned in tonight. High school football, the Fall City Tigers, the Auburn Bulldogs coming your way on KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1 in Fall City, Nebraska. Tigers over the ball, third down and 13 from their own 29. Trips right. Race Farmer sets in the slot to the right. Quarterback Jackson Strauss calls his count. He has the snap. Going to throw deep down the left sideline. Well overthrown his intended receiver. He was looking over there on the far sideline, trying to find, that was Isaac Frederick.
Right.
The intended receiver, but
Finder was back there in coverage there, and that...
Well overthrown. The pass ball's incomplete. So now a fourth down and 13 situation from their own 29. Looks like the Tigers are going to punt the ball away. That will be Strauss back there to punt it. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Strauss to punt. Deep man waiting back here to return it is Binder. Ryan Binder is the return man. He'll stand at the 35-yard line. Strauss gets the snap, gets the punt out of there. Binder lets it bounce in front of him at the 40. Coverage man is right there with it. Binder's just going to stay away from it. I wonder why he did that.
Yeah, it could have bounced a little for this. Strecker grabbed that in the air and
he downed it. When it maybe had the potential to go another 10 or 15 yards off the field. That ball was 3 or 4 feet above the ground. Bouncing, well, okay. Touched it down there. They'll mark the football outside the 30 at the 32-yard line. The Bulldogs, 2 for 2 on their first possessions, then added a pick 6 to it to go up 21 to nothing. We still have 52 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Ryan Dixon calling the starting count with Tate Hug back there. Turns, gives the ball straight ahead to his running back, and he'll have the ball out across the 35-yard line. Carrying the football that time for the Bulldogs was Brad Hall.
Nolte and Stephen Fields in on the stop there for the Tigers.
35 seconds to play in the first quarter here in Fall City. 21 to nothing, Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fall City Tigers. Let's see what they're going to do now. Ryan Dixon has Tate Hug set in a slot out to the left this time. Wide receiver is Brad Hall to the left. Binder splits wide to the right side of the field, calling his count. Dixon with the snap. Dixon turns, gives it off to his running back. He runs up the middle with running room. Into the open, the 40, the 35, the 30. Down to the 20, the 10. Caught at the 5 and into the end zone for the touchdown. Great job running the football for the TD. Brad Hall, line of scrimmage, was at the 30, where were we, 33?
They picked up about 5 on that. Let's see, it must have been about the 38, Randy, on that second down play there.
62-yard touchdown run by Brad Hall, and the Auburn Bulldogs blowing this thing open right here in the first quarter. Brad Hall from 62 yards out. Again, Dixon lines up. We ever figure out who the holder was?
I did look it up.
Ball's down, kick is up, kick is good.
Number 28, Cale Clark.
Okay, Dixon is 4 for 4 on extras, and Auburn goes up 28 to nothing. As time expires, there's the end of your first quarter. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You always dream about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
So, Brad Hall took us 62 yards on the run for the touchdown. Dixon's kick makes it 28-0 as time expired there in the first quarter. We move to second quarter action now. The Bulldogs on top by four scores. And here to call your play-by-play in quarter number two is Tom Bartek.
Thanks, Randy. Ryan Dixon will be booting the ball. This time he's got a little breeze with him. Be interesting to see how that kick goes. He's been kicking against the wind the whole first quarter, but and booting it well. Back deep is 22. That is Robert Gilkerson, a freshman there for Fall City. Dixon back to kick here. Start of the second quarter, 28-0 Auburn here. They've been playing well. Here's Dixon with the boot. There it is. It's a short one. Caught there by, did he get back on it? Oh, Randy, it looks like the Auburn kids are saying they've got it. Does look like they recovered, didn't they? That is number 86 for Auburn. Got on that ball. That is Burke Moody. I don't think it was meant to be a short kick. Now they're giving it to Fall City?
Well, a lot of discussion here.
Hold on here before we decide.
We can't tell you who has the football because they haven't indicated who has the football.
That does look like.
I don't understand
that call, but it looks like Fall City is going to be at their own 36, first and 10.
Well, I looked wrong.
It sure did. I don't understand that one either. I got Strauss in the backfield and two split out to the left. There goes Frederick out to the right. No empty backfield now. Strauss with the snap. He's looking. He's pressured, and he is downed. Oh, my gosh. That was Wyatt Rowell again. He's just been unblockable.
Wyatt Rowell is a 220-pound junior, stands 6'1", and he is just out of control defensively right now for Auburn. Tigers haven't figured out an answer for Wyatt Rowell.
That's about a 7-yard loss there for the Tigers. That's going to bring up 2nd and 17.
Tom, that's the third, possibly the fourth sack for a loss for Wyatt Rowell already tonight. We're just in the first minute of the second quarter.
Almost a season's worth of loss. Back, empty backfield again to Strauss. We've got two receivers split left and three to the right. There's the snap. He looks. He's running right, throws the ball up, and he just kind of throws it away. He is getting pressured before he has time to even look for receivers back there.
Over on the defensive coverage there, no place to go with that football. He just had to get rid of it, dumped it out of bounds. It's going to bring up third and long now.
In Strauss's defense, he is having very little time back there.
You saw who was chasing him.
Yeah, wow. Very little time to throw back there.
Wyatt Rowell has found the trapdoor in that defensive, that offensive line. He has found a way to get into that backfield.
Wow. We got third down, 17. 11:10 left here before half. 28-0 Auburn. Strauss takes a snap. Looking. He's running right. Looking for a receiver. Throws and knocked away at the last minute there by the Auburn defender. Incomplete.
Cam Schramm was the intended receiver for the Tigers.
You're going to bring up fourth down and 17 here now, which is going to bring up another punting situation here for Fall City.
I believe Blake Allen was the man over there defensively for the Auburn Bulldogs.
He did a good job. He got there about the same time as the ball and just kind of knocked that away.
Right.
Back deep for Auburn, Ryan Binder. Strauss back to kick here. They're at their own 29-yard line. There's a snap. It's a good one.
short field. Auburn's going to take over at the Fall City 31-yard line, first and 10, and leading this game 28-0, 10:58 left before halftime. Dixon in the backfield along with Brad Hall, two receivers split right and one left. Dixon calls the snap. In motion comes Hug. Fakes the handoff to him. Wide open down the middle is... Oh, and it's caught! Number 17 for Auburn. Blake Allen makes a great catch there. And he stopped at the 3-yard line of Fall City.
Tigers had defenders in the area back there for Fall City.
Well, he underthrew it a little bit. And
wide opening was right there.
He was. I don't know how that got through, but going to be first down and goal for Auburn at the only there at the Fall City 3-yard line. Dixon lines up with both Hug and Allen in the backfield. Calls a snap. Hands the ball off to Allen, and he's going to be stopped short. Going to pick up about a yard, yard and a half there.
Teaming up to get the stop on in there for the Tigers was John Craig, also Kellen McAfee in on that tackle. Craig primarily made the stop.
It's second down now and goal at the, we're going to see the 1-yard line. It looks like they're marking it maybe just outside the one.
Clock running, 10:14 to play in the first half, 28-0 if you're just tuning in. Auburn with a big lead early.
Hall and Hug both in the backfield. Dixon calling the snap count. We got receivers split left and right. Hands the ball off, and he's going to get thrown for a loss in the backfield. That is Allen that had the ball. Oh, I'm sorry, Hug that had the ball. Went around the right end there, but he was thrown for a loss.
Jackson Strauss with the big play defensively. Strauss, the man that came through and caught him in the backfield.
Strauss, the linebacker, must have been blitzing on that play there. We've got third down now and goal.
Loss of five, so it'll be at the 6-yard line now.
Third and goal from the 6. Both Hug and Allen in the backfield again. Dixon calls a snap, fakes a handoff, rolls left there, option play. He's got it, he keeps it, and he's going to get, oh, the ball pops out. Let's see, I see a flag over here on this side, too.
The ball popped out and got away from him at about the 1-foot line. He did not get into the end zone.
Oh, we got a holding call against Auburn on that. So they're going to be marched back there. Let's see where this ends up here after they mark it off. So it's going to bring up third down again for Auburn. We just don't know exactly where that's going to be marked off from.
Keep in mind, at one point, they had the ball at the 1-yard line.
Wow.
Clock has stopped now with 9:20 to play in the first half. We're at Jug Brown Stadium in Fall City. Holding is a call against the Bulldogs.
Going to put it back to the 14-yard line of Fall City. Going to bring up third down and goal for Auburn from Fall City 14. Dixon in the backfield along with Hug. There's a snap. Dixon rolls right, looking for receiver. Yeah, he takes the ball, tucks it, and runs. He's going to miss his... Oh, wow, he gets all the way into the end zone. He made a couple of guys look bad getting into that end zone. Nice run by Ryan Dixon there on a 3rd and 14. So that's going to put our score at 34-0 Auburn now. We'll get ready for the point after here. Wow, that was a nice run, Randy. Wow. Nice run by Dixon. Dixon going to kick the extra point here again. Holder, as we finally figured out, is Cale Clark. Dixon set. There's a snap. The ball's down. Kick is up, and it is no good. So Dixon's first miss. Score is going to stay at 34-0. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And it's time for another Bulldog scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive began after a short punt gave the Bulldogs the ball at the 31-yard line. Took them 5 plays to score, a 14-yard run by quarterback Ryan Dixon. Conversion this time missed on the kick, and now the score stands 34-0.
nothing. Auburn leading Fall City with 9:11 to play here in the first half.
Dixon going to be set to kick off. I tell you, Randy, one thing I've noticed, there's a lot of athleticism on that field there with Auburn. They've got a lot of kids that...
The guy that stood out for me so far is Wyatt Rowell.
Wow. They're playing hard. Dixon set to tee this up. 9:11 left. 34-0 here before halftime. Back deep, Isaac Frederick for the Tigers. There's the boot. It's kind of going, shading out of bounds. Nope, it's going to stay in and get into the end zone there. So Fall City will get the ball at their own 20 here. First down and 10 for the Tigers. And they desperately need to put a drive together. They've tried. I mean, they've had some success with some running here early, but they just keep shooting themselves in the foot here with a penalty here, penalty there, and they get behind the sticks. And Fall City has just had a tough time all year with throwing the ball real well, and that's kind of the case it's been again tonight. So Fall City going to take over here. First down at their own 20.
First quarter scored Rockport. Mountain City 12, Rockport 6 after one quarter.
Strauss back at quarterback. Fields next to him. Fake gives the handoff to Fields, and he's smothered right away. Short gain, and, well, it looks like probably going to throw him for a loss here. It looks like Randy going to get about a two-yard loss on this play.
No place to run that time. Leading the stop was Blake Allen, the first man to get to it.
Second down, 12, Fall City. 8:52, clock running here in the second quarter here. Auburn is playing some pretty stout defense tonight. Fall City's had a tough going here, getting some drives going and maintaining them there. Strauss in the backfield along the Fields. Two receivers split out right for Fall City, one left. There's a snap. Strauss fakes the handoff there and goes up the middle himself and is going to get just a short gain, if any. It looks like maybe a yard gain on that. Going to bring it.
Wyatt Rowell, there again, wants to lead the tackle over the Bulldogs. Boy, Wyatt Rowell can play on my team, Tom. Man, this kid, he looks like a man among boys out there right now, just manhandling the offensive line for Fall City, and Wyatt Rowell seems to be able to get into the backfield at will, and that makes things really, really tough for Jackson Strauss back there.
We're going to say no gain for Strauss on that. Third down and 12 here for Fall City. Fields in the backfield along with Isaac Frederick. He splits left there. He throws the ball deep down the field there. Nobody's going to get to that. Over the heads of both Auburn defender Ryan Binder and Fall City receiver number 12, Isaac Frederick there.
Binder had good coverage on Frederick. Ryan Binder running step for step with him. The pass just overthrown both of them. So now a punting situation. Ryan Binder will stay upfield here to return this punt. He'll wait around his own 45-yard line.
Back to punt for Fall City again is Jackson Strauss. 7:42 left. Auburn will get this ball back again in probably pretty decent field position, punting from the 18-yard line. There's the snap. Strauss gets it off. The end-over-end punt wiggles, bounces, and Binder's going to get it at about his own 44. Takes off up the middle, makes a few misses. He's wide, coming down the right sideline, stops, reverses field, and finally going to get taken down at the Fall City 34-yard line.
There to make the tackle for the Tigers was Justin Brewer. Brewer got the stop for Fall City.
Well, Auburn's going to take over at the Fall City 34-yard line.
You know who the loneliest guy on the field has to be right now is the Auburn punter.
He hasn't punted yet, has he, Randy?
He's in the corner somewhere having a bag of popcorn.
hasn't needed his services yet there. They're going to mark this about the 33-yard line, it looks like, when it's all said and done. Auburn's going to take over, leading this game 34-0, 7:25 left here before half. Auburn coming out from the play being shuttled in from the sideline there. Dixon looking over there.
It just feels like Fall City's been on their heels throughout this whole first half of the ball game. Auburn's had the field position. They've had the short field on most of their drives, and they've capitalized every time they've touched the football.
Yes, they have. Even they had them third and deep down there, they still made it. Dixon back in the backfield, along with, it looks like we got a new number 30 in there who just got the ball there. He's going to get a short gain up on the left side there. Number 30 is Nixon Liguori there on that.
Liguori carried the ball. The tackle was made there for Fall City by Stephen Fields.
We're going to give him maybe a half yard on that. wants him out there on the field. We got a single back in the backfield now, number 19, Maverick Binder. Dixon taking the snap, man in motion. Fay hands the ball off to Binder over to the left side, and he is tackled immediately there by the Tigers.
Stephen Fields was waiting for him. Maverick Binder had no shot at all. He took the handoff. Fields came across the line unblocked and was waiting there for him. Fields, a big kid, 220 pounds, just wrapped Binder up in a bear hug.
We got a loss of about a yard and a half on that play, which is going to bring up third down and 11 now for the Bulldogs from the Falls City 34-yard line. Well, 6:10 left and counting, Randy, in this before halftime. We got three receivers split right for Auburn, one left. Dixon in the backfield along with Binder. Calls the snap. There it is. He takes the ball himself up the middle, then breaks out to the right there. He's got some open field. He's up the sideline, and he's going to get thrown down. Let's see where they mark him. At about the 19-yard line, which is going to be enough for a Auburn Bulldog first down.
Kellen McAfee was there to get the tackle. He made the solo stop, McAfee, on the tackle for Fall City.
Binder's, Dixon's limping a little bit out there. Doesn't look like he's too hurt. He can't play, but he is having a hard time putting a little weight on that right ankle.
He's limping a lot.
Wow. He's going to stay in the game.
Kind of surprised that he's in there.
He wants to come out. He just said they're going to call a timeout. Yeah, Auburn's going to call a timeout and see what the situation is. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Jug Brown Stadium in Falls City. 5:26 to play in the first half. 34-0 our score. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Falls City Tigers. Last update we had on the game over on Sunny 101.3 after one quarter. Mound City leading Rockport 12-6. John Nixon has the call for you for that one tonight. Missouri 8-man football. Coming up next Friday night, we'll have 8-man playoffs. We'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Well, we got a new quarterback in the game now for Auburn. Number 30 is going to be Nixon Liguri. Looks like. And there's a snap. He rolls left. Out with an offer. Keeps the ball up and goes off left tackle. Going to pick up about 4 yards here on first down.
I think the tackle was John Craig. Now, Auburn fans listening in, you hear Liguri in there at quarterback. Ryan Dixon, let's face it, he's the heart and soul of that offense out there. Ryan, I don't think it was a real serious thing. He was limping pretty good as he walked over there. But he was walking, putting weight on that ankle, and he left the game under his own steam.
Here's Liguri calling the snap, and back there with him is Tate Hug. Throws the ball to the right flank there, and nobody there. Overthrew him, going to be incomplete.
Maverick Binder, the intended receiver out here on the right side, the pass just overthrew. Binder with no chance to get to it.
Third down and 6 for Auburn. We got 4:52 left here before half. I see Dixon over on the bench right now, and they're taping up his right ankle. We'll keep tabs on that as time goes on.
Yeah, it was a lower extremity ankle thing. I think he just rolled it, but they're going to get him back on his wheels.
Tate Hug in the backfield with Liguri. We've got two receivers split right and two left for Auburn. Coming in motion is Binder. Coming to the right side, running the option play. He keeps the ball, tucks it, and is going to get thrown down for very little gain on that. Liguri is.
Pretty good pursuit there defensively for the Tigers, leading the stop. Was Jaden Nolte that time. He's a big kid, 285 pounds, there to lead the tackle.
Well, I think, Randy, correct me if I'm wrong, but this will be the first fourth down for Auburn here in this half. And they're down there at the Falls City 15-yard line, so I got to imagine they're going to go for it here. All looking at their wristbands there as the play's called in. Liguri's in the backfield there with Hug and with Brad Hall, I believe, on that other side. There's a snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolls left, and he is going to get smothered there by Nolte. Nolte breaks through to make a nice stop there. take over at their own 20-yard line.
Not taking anything away from Liguori, but this just shows the importance of Ryan Dixon to this Auburn offense. With Dixon over there getting his ankle taped up, that offense kind of sputtered in a hurry.
Yes, both offensively and defensively, the Dixon kids played very well tonight.
Is he back up on his feet over there? I'm seeing on the bench.
He's not on the bench. First down, Fall City here at their own 20-yard line. We've got 3:44 left here before half. Strauss in the backfield with Fields. Single receiver split left. There's the direct snap to Fields, who is smothered for a yard loss there on that play.
First guy to get through and hit him there for the Bulldogs was Blake Allen once again. Allen led the stop for Auburn.
Second down now for Fall City, 3:29 and counting here. Second and 11 for the Tigers. Bringing a play into the game here now is number 13, Caden Strecker. Fall City's got to kind of pick the pace up a little bit.
Ryan Dixon is standing over there next to the coaches with his helmet in hand. Looks like he's chomping at the bit to try and get back into this ballgame.
Bet you he's going to give it a go. Strauss back in the backfield with Fields. Fakes the handoff, rolls right there, and again, not much going up that middle there. He took the ball. I'm going to get a short gain, if any.
I'll give you one guess who shot through there and got him.
That guy had to be Rowell again.
Wyatt Rowell. Rowell stood him up straight, big bear hug, and then drove the ball carrier back a yard or two.
Third down and 11 for Fall City. They're just having a tough time getting things going here offensively.
They just can't find a solution for Wyatt Rowell.
No.
He's kind of running around there unbridled defensively.
Third and 11. Strauss in the backfield along with Fields. We've got three receivers split right and one left. There's a snap. Strauss fades back, throws the ball out there. He's got a receiver, but it's broken up there by Binder there, looks like, on that.
Ryan Binder with a good job defensively. The intended receiver was Isaac Frederick, and Binder was right on the spot to bat the ball away. It falls incomplete.
Binder didn't have he was behind him, but he's got some long arms there. He swooped out and knocked that thing down. Going to bring up fourth down, 2:22 left, 34-0 Auburn here in the second quarter. Strauss going to be back to kick this thing away. Back deep for Auburn is Ryan Binder. Strauss waiting, there's a snap, it's a good one, gets the ball off. It's a pretty good kick there up in the air. Going to get an Auburn bounce there and just stop and drop right there at the Fall City 43-yard line.
2:13 to play in the first half, 34-0, Auburn leads it. You know, Tom, I want to acknowledge something that happened here before the game tonight. I went down onto the field for my customary visit with the coaches, and Coach Tony Jansen, Tommy Grafton, they surprised me down there and presented me with an Auburn Bulldog authentic football helmet autographed by the entire Auburn football team as acknowledgement for the coverage. And it's been one of the things I've been really blessed with is all the friends both in Auburn and Fall City that I've been able to acquire through this broadcasting gig the last 50 years, and a very touching moment, and my thanks go out to the Auburn Bulldog, the coaches and players for this keepsake. I'll cherish that a long time.
Quite an honor, Randy. There's a snap to the Guri. He goes left, goes back right up the middle there, and finally thrown down after about a 3-yard gain on first down.
On the tackle for Fall City, Stephen Fields there to lead the stop. A couple of other defenders up also.
Looks like they're going to give Dixon maybe a little time there to see if he can walk that off a little bit more before they try him out there in that game again. But I bet we'll see him again. He looks like he's walking around a lot better than he was.
You know, I just got to thinking, this football helmet, really nice. All these signatures with their jersey numbers. Maybe some of these guys will make it the big time, and I'll have something.
You'll have something worth something right there. That's a nice momentum, Randy. Congratulations.
Find Wyatt Rowell's signature on that one.
Liguori rolls right, looks for a receiver, finds one for a short gain there on that right side. Looks like number 17, Blake Allen, with the reception there.
On the tackle for Fall City was Isaac Frederick. Frederick was right with him and got the draw. Clock is down to a minute 15 to play now here in the half.
Picks up about 6-7 yards on that. Going to bring up third down and 3 for Auburn.
I've been over there watching Ryan Dixon through the binoculars. He seems to be walking around without any limp at all right now.
No. That's good for Auburn, especially with their chances at the playoffs going to happen here, and don't want to see any injuries.
suffered a concussion last week, so he's out. He did get cleared today that he can get back to practicing for contact. I talked to Trevon tonight. He was up here in the press box setting up the video cameras. So he's also a backup in the quarterback mix at Auburn, so he's not available. And Liguori's got to be shaking his head and wondering, what have I walked into here?
Yeah. Well, Auburn called the timeout with 9 seconds left here before half, and we'll take a little break here from Jug Brown Stadium. You're listening to high school football on KTNC Radio. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back live with you at Jug Brown Stadium in Fall City. 9 seconds left to play in the first half. 34-0. Auburn leading the Fall City Tigers. Be sure to stay tuned for our halftime show brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Fall City. We'll have a complete scoring rundown of all those Auburn points for you during the Armbruster Motors halftime show.
Well, Randy, we've got 4th and 3 left for Auburn here. Time enough for one play at least here, depending if they can pick up the first down. They may get two up, and Dixon is back in the game here. Ladies and gentlemen there, back at quarterback, back in the backfield with him is Hubb. Binder in motion to the left, fakes the handoff to Binder. He's looking deep, throws the ball up. He's got a receiver. Oh, there's a flag there. Going to be a penalty. We'll see. It might be on the Tigers here with a pass interference. I'm just guessing. Yeah, that's what they're going to call.
Oh, the Tiger defender jumped up off the ground very pleased with himself. He had batted that ball away, not aware, of course, of
the Tate Wilcox there, it looks like, and for the Tigers. Probably better than that than giving up a touchdown there.
Tate's going to be disappointed, though, when he turns around and finds a flag there.
Yeah. So Auburn is going to have a first down. They're going to probably have time for one more play here. We've got 3 seconds here before halftime. They're going to spot the ball at the Fall City 21-yard line. First down. Oh, they're going to line up for a little field goal here, Randy.
This will be a 38-yard attempt.
Dixon, they're going to spot the ball at the 28-yard line of Fall City, which will make it a 38-yard attempt.
Yard. I haven't seen one of these in a while. Let's see if he can hit it.
Yeah.
38 yards out on the right side, Hashmore.
3 seconds left here. Auburn over the ball here. There's a snap. It's down. There's the kick. It's up. And it is no good. Misses right. Had enough distance, but just misses wide right. So going into halftime here, Auburn is going to have a 34-0 lead over the Tigers. And we'll be back in 2 minutes here to Jug Brown Stadium. You're listening to KTNC on high school football here on KTNC. Back.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what course is transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
He's over 30. He's over 20. He's over 10. It's a touchdown.
There's nothing like football.
the mics, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools. Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
The greatest hits of all time. KTNC Fall City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or west of Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Jug Ground Stadium. At halftime, your scoring recap is brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company in Falls City. Speak to one of their highly qualified sales team members about a new or used vehicle today.
Well, the first half pretty much all Auburn here. In fact, until that final possession where they missed the field goal, Auburn had scored on every possession they had the football. Scoring got underway with 7:59 to play in the first period. Ryan Dixon on a 2-yard touchdown run that capped an 8-play, 50-yard drive. Dixon kicked the conversion, and Auburn was up 7-0. Just a couple of minutes later, 5:17 to go first quarter, Dixon completed a 12-yard touchdown pass to Ryan Binder. That topped off the 4-play, 40-yard drive. Dixon's kick made it 14-0. At the 1:53 mark of the first quarter, a pick six by Tate Hug. He intercepted the pass, took it 35 yards down the left sideline for the touchdown, and Dixon's kick made it 21-0. As time expired in the first quarter, the clock hit zero while Brad Hall was running the ball 62 yards for yet another touchdown, a 2-play, 67-yard drive, and Dixon's kick made it 28-0 after one quarter. In the second period, Auburn added yet another score. Ryan Dixon, after a short punt, scored on a 14-yard run that capped a 31-yard drive that took just 5 plays. This time the kick was wide of the mark, and the score went 34-0, and that's where we stand at halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Falls City Tigers 34-0, our score at the half. The last score that we have from the game over on Sunny 101.3 was a first-quarter score with Mound City leading Rockport 12-6. That game live tonight from Rockport on Sunny 101.3. This has been the Halftime Scoring Recap brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Fall City. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, send it back to our producer-engineer, Aaron Wisdom, back in the KTNC studios. Aaron, if you'd want to give us 2 minutes of important information, maybe follow up with an update on the weather, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be ready to come back with the rest of our halftime report right here on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Financing is probably the last thing farmers want to think about when they finish harvesting that last bit of crop. But you are in luck. The local ag experts at S&M Bank are here to make it easy. You can prop your feet up while the S&M Bank Ag Lender set your operation up for success. Come see Derek, Alex, or Rod at S&M Bank for your farm financing needs. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they
they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Increasing cloud cover tonight, a low of 44 degrees with east winds at 5 to 10. Saturday looks sunny for most of the day, but we'll see a chance of showers and storms popping up late in the afternoon with a high temperature of 65 and east winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, showers and a few rumbles of thunder with a low of 54 and easterly winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, we'll see a continuing chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high temperature of 71 with winds out of the southeast gusting up to 30 miles an hour. And those winds become more westerly as we head into the late afternoon. Sunday night, showers moving out of the area with a low around 44 degrees. Monday looks partly sunny with a high temperature of 58. Tuesday, chance of showers and storms with a high temperature near 70. And for Wednesday, look for a chance of showers with a high temperature around 65 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 55.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problem solved.
Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Heartland City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supplying, Route 73 Highway in Falls City.
Generations of family working together on the same piece of land. It's a tradition around here. On a farm or ranch, everyone has their chores to do. The whole family contributes. It's a hard life, but it's a good life, too. Agriculture is America's largest family business. We're proud to be a part of it. Together we grow. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Falls City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street with Auburn, 4 West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Jug Brown Stadium. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Falls City Tigers at the half, 34-0. We have a halftime score now from Rockport. The game being heard tonight over on Sunny 101.3 at halftime. Mound City Panthers are leading the Rockport Blue Jays. The halftime score there, 20-12. Well, Tom Bartek, you and I had a good time last night. We were up at Johnson with our friends at Johnson Brock Eagles. They had a very successful outing going against Windside, and that has put Johnson Brock in the 8-man D2 playoffs alongside Falls City Sacred Heart, also the next round of the playoffs. That was round number one. They have since reseeded the 16 teams in advance. We can tell you now that the Johnson Brock Eagles will be on the road next Friday night. They'll be traveling to Riverside High School. Now, that's not in Riverside, Nebraska. That's in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska. Riverside is the name of the school, but the town is Cedar Rapids. It's located north and a little bit east of Grand Island. And we will have that game for you live on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Blaine Behrens, your State Farm agent out of Auburn, is going to be joining me for that one. Blaine worked the game with me at Allen up there and went well. So Blaine Behrens and I will have that game. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff, pregame show at 4:30 next Friday night, live from Cedar Rapids. Meanwhile, here on KTMC, John Nixon and Troy Nelson will also couple hundred miles. They're going to be traveling all the way out to Kennesaw. That's located southwest of Hastings, as the Sacred Heart Irish will take on Kennesaw. That kickoff is set for 6 o'clock, a 6 o'clock kickoff, one after hours, an hour. I like that when they do that. You know why, Tom? On my drive home, I can get online with my phone, and I've got about an hour of football I can listen to, and that really
makes the time go by fast.
Past the miles, yeah. A cup of coffee and a football game online. We listen to our buddy John on the way back. So that's what's on the schedule next Friday night. Johnson Brock on Sunny at 5 o'clock, and the Sacred Heart Irish versus Kennesaw on KTNC at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to acknowledge our friends, the volleyball girls. Both the Fall City Tiger girls and the Sacred Heart Irish girls are hosting the sub-districts beginning Monday and Tuesday. And they'll be both hosting here, which I can tell you, I think Fall City is playing Johnson County Central. I meant to bring those brackets with me. I didn't. But I do know that there will be two games each in each location at Fall City High and over at the Rowe Activity Center. So congratulations to both the Lady Irish and the Lady Tigers. I believe I read the Lady Tigers have set a new record for wins. Are they 23 right now?
They did, Randy. I've got a granddaughter on that
team.
Well,
you can tell me about that.
No, they did. They set the record just this week. It was
most
wins in a season. They broke that record.
Am I right about Johnson County?
Yeah.
Who they play?
It's been a big year for them. And Sacred Heart, obviously, is a powerhouse most of the time in volleyball, and they've had another great season. I think they're ranked number one right now, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't have those times, but I think it's 5 and 5:30, somewhere in there is when those games will be starting. That'll be Monday, so turn out, support those volleyball girls. They certainly deserve your support. We're going to step aside for one more 60-second timeout, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action at halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Fall City Tigers 34-0. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Autumn is upon us, and that means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is here. Breast cancer is among the most curable forms of cancer, and the 5-year survival rate is 100% when discovered in its very early stage. This is a reminder to do something good for yourself and your loved ones. Schedule your mammogram today. At Community Medical Center Falls City, we are here for you. Let's take action together to learn about knowing your body and early detection to beat this disease. CMC, serving others, caring with compassion, and making a difference.
Ben's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Ben's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Ben's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Ben's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Judd Brown Stadium. Auburn will be kicking the ball away to Fall City to start this third quarter. Auburn fans, if you're concerned about Ryan Dixon's health, good news for you. Dixon is on the field, and he'll be handling the kickoff duties. So Dixon will handle the kickoff. Now, he's a right-legged kicker, and the right ankle was the one that they taped up, and yet he's out there kicking the football.
It tells me he must be feeling a little bit better, Randy.
Must be. Back deep to return the kickoff, Robert Gilkerson, 147-pound freshman, is the deep man. Gilkerson will wait near the 10-yard line for Dixon's kick. For some reason, the officials are holding things up here. Oh, thank you, Mr. Official. I know what he was doing. They took a minute off the clock because they thought they were ready to go, and the ref says, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to hold it up, and that really helps us media time because they take time off the clock, and we've got it all timed down to a 60-second commercial. So very aware of what was going on. They waited until the entire extra 3 minutes expired.
That was nice of them, Randy.
It was. Now we're ready to go. Ryan Dixon with the ball teed at the 40-yard line. Been the Ryan Dixon show on offense and the Wyatt Rowell show on defense tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. Here's Dixon's kick, driving end over ender. Gilkerson lets it go into the end zone, out of the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 20-yard line, and that's where the Fall City Tigers will begin this drive, first and 10 from their own 20. While we've got the Auburn and Fall City listeners all in here, we want to take this opportunity to thank our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Great job, Weston Witt in Fall City, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn, for their continued support throughout this football season, bringing those scoring recaps. Here come the Tigers over the football. Jackson Strauss is the quarterback. Field set in the backfield with him. Strauss in the shotgun formation. Trips to his right. A man comes in motion is Cam Schramm. Strauss keeps the football, caught in the backfield, tackled for a loss, you know who.
Wyatt Ryle, they tried to cut him on that. I watched him on that play there, tried to cut him, and he just hopped right over the block and made the tackle.
Yeah, Wyatt Ryle is just putting on a clinic here right now as a defensive lineman. He has found a way to beat the double-team block. Even when they try to double-team him, Ryle gets through there.
Very athletic big man.
Yes, he is. Wyatt Ryle is a 220-pound, oh my, he's a junior.
Good news for Auburn.
Yeah, it is. There we go. Jackson Strauss, the quarterback, looking around, says, where's Wyatt Ryle? Oh, snap, the ball is loose. Strauss has to fall on it. Ryle's on top of it.
Wow.
You know, the ball, it was a bad snap from center, and before Strauss could even get down onto the ground to cover it, Ryle was already in there once again. He is just not getting, they're not getting the job done on blocking Ryle.
No, they're having a difficult time with that. Have had this whole game.
I know I'm becoming redundant, but folks, when you have a defensive performance in front of you, like Wyatt Ryle is putting on right now, it just wouldn't be fair to the young man not to acknowledge it.
I agree.
He's doing the job. Okay, here we go. Third down and long. 19 yards to go for the Tigers. Strauss has the snap, wants to throw. He'll run with the football. He's going to get hit, driven back, and dropped.
Wow, yeah, that ball was ripped out of his arms there, but it looks like they're going to say the whistle was blown already there. Brad Hall had the ball and was headed toward the end zone.
Brad Hall was the first man to hit him on the tackle, so another loss. It's going to be fourth down and about 12 yards to go. The football is clear back between the 12 and 13-yard line. They'll be punting this ball out of the end zone. Who's in to punt?
That's Strauss back there again. Back deep is Ryan Binder there for Auburn.
Yeah, and Ryan's going to be waiting at the 40-yard line of Fall City to try and return this punt. So Binder, not anticipating a long punt here, steps up inside the 40 to return it. Here's the kick.
And Binder side his foot again,
bounces
Randy.
At the 25. Binder lets it roll away across the 30, out near the 34-yard line. You could tell Ryan Binder was thinking about doing something heroic. And I get the feeling there was maybe a coach or two on that sideline in his ear saying, get away from that.
Yeah, leave that alone in there. You're
9:48
exactly right.
To play in the third quarter as the harvest moon, the full moon, arises on the eastern horizon here at Judd Brown.
Oh, that's beautiful, isn't it, Randy?
Oh, we've seen some pretty full moons here in the fall, and this is going to be one of them tonight. Here come the Bulldogs. Over the football, Dixon is back in at quarterback. Ryan Dixon leads him up over the football at the 34-yard line is where it's marked. First and 10, Bulldogs. People jumping around, flags fly. Let's see where they've drawn across. Offsides on Fall City. They were indicating they were drawn off, but somebody moved. The official said, no, you guys did that on your own. You do have to wonder when three of them come at once.
Yeah.
But it's offsides against the Tigers. 5-yard penalty puts the ball down to the 29-yard line. First down and 5 now for the Bulldogs. Ryan Dixon has the snap. He wants to throw. Out here to the right. Pass falls incomplete. Pass intended out on the right side for Tate Hug.
Just led him a little too much on that, didn't he?
Just for a moment, I was questioning whether that was a forward pass. I think Tate Hug was wondering, too, there for just a minute the way he pursued that ball after it went past him. But pass incomplete, brings up second down and 5 yards to go. The ball on the far side hash mark. Left side of the field is the short side. Auburn going from our left to right, from north to south, here at Judd Brown Stadium in Fall City. One of the more beautiful stadiums around the state here, with the beautiful limestone walls all around it, the limestone stands, and now the new press box. Ryan Dixon, 5 yards to go, pitches the ball back to his trailing back, running the right side at the 30. At the 25, carrying the football for Auburn is Brad Hall. Hall's going to be stopped short of the 20-yard line, but he's got enough, I think, for first down yardage.
Well, Hall was almost stopped in the backfield. He used his stiff arm and just, boom, just knocked that Fall City player to the ground. He was finally stopped there, it looks like, by Helmick and Fields. But not until they gain the first down.
Hall gets the ball down to the 23-yard line. It's on the right side hash mark now. First and 10 at the 23 of the Fall City Tigers. Ryan Dixon Single setback for signing Dixon, back to pass. Throws the ball out to the right. Pass is going to be complete for the touchdown. Ryland Belstorff.
He just broke away from the grip of Tate Wilcox there and got into the end zone.
23-yard line was the line of scrimmage. So it will be a 23-yard touchdown pass to Belstorff from 23 yards out. And the score comes with 9 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the third quarter. That makes it 40-0 now. Dixon in to try and kick. Waiting for his snap from center here. Ball is down. Dixon's kick on the way. The kick is up. The kick is good. And our score now 41-0. Auburn on top. 9:16 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hey, volleyball fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to the Hiawatha Redhawks volleyball squad led by senior Clara Lindstrom. Congratulations on your 34-3 record this far and your top five ranking in the state. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, best of luck in the postseason.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in both Auburn and Falls City.
A three-play, 34-yard drive for the Bulldogs. Ryan Dixon completes a Ryland Belstorff for a 23-yard touchdown pass. Dixon kicks the conversion. Our score moves now 41-0 with 9:16 to play in the third quarter here in Falls City. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Ryan Dixon with the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Gilkerson back deep to return it. That's Robert Gilkerson, a freshman. He waits at the 5-yard line. This is going to be a short kick, bounced and picked up by a short man to 25. Return out to the 30, hit there and dropped just short of the 30-yard line. Wilcox was the return man, Tate Wilcox, and it'll be first and 10 for the Falls City Tigers. And they will begin this drive near the 28-29-yard line, right in there. We'll wait and see when they put the ball down.
Oh, and hit on the stop there for Auburn. Well, we are going to probably see a running clock here right now, Randy, with the score 41-0 here for Auburn.
Football is marked at the 29-yard line, is where they'll put it. First and 10, Tigers with the football. Jackson Strauss, the quarterback, trips to his right, one wide receiver to the left. Strauss keeps it himself, tries to run off the right side. He's met there by the defensive line. Not much of a gain, if any.
Good luck. Wow, was in on that stop again. Wow, just no gain on that, Randy.
You know, they're trying to double-team him over there. He's walking around with this. I tell you, the guy's having a good time.
Yes, he is. Having fun out there.
Going around encouraging his teammates right now. All right, Tigers come over the football. Second down, 10 yards to go from the 29-yard line. Quarterback Jackson Strauss hands the ball off to Thomas Fields, I believe that was.
Yep.
Fields goes into traffic. Met right at the line, and again, I think no game
yep.
of play.
Yeah, Ryle was there again, along with,
Stetson Nyman.
Nyman?
Also, yes.
Wow. Just having a hard time getting any gain up that middle right now.
Yeah, no gain there, so it'll bring up third down and 10 now. Again, the line of scrimmage is still right at the 29-yard line. Our clock is running, 7.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter here in Falls City. 41-0, your score, Auburn Bulldogs, leading the Falls City Tigers as Jackson Strauss sets his offense on 3rd and 10. Strauss in the shotgun, empty backfield, throws a pass over the middle, pass is going to be complete, caught over the middle, making the reception for the Tigers was Isaac Frederick, and Frederick is going to have first down yardage across the 40, out to the 42-yard line, a little slant pattern. Frederick set wide to the left, a slant across the middle, coming from left to right, and a perfectly thrown strike by Jackson Strauss.
That was a good pass. Blake Allen made the stop there, but not until first down for Falls City.
Isaac Frederick puts the football out to the 42-yard line. It's on the left side hash mark, wide side to the right. That's where the trips go out, the wide receivers. In the backfield, Thomas Fields sets back there on the left hip of Jackson Strauss on first and 10. Strauss throws the ball into the middle. Again, complete across the 50-yard line into Bulldog territory. Making the reception that time was Caden Strecker. Strecker, this time a slant pattern coming from the right side over the middle.
Keegan Jones, a senior with the stop for Auburn.
Caden Strecker puts the football down to the 45-yard line. First and 10 once again for the Tigers. Clock continues to run. 6:08 to go in the third quarter.
I think the Tigers have kind of realized they don't have much time back there to throw, so those quick slant passes there look like they're open right now.
All right, first and 10 for 45-yard line of the Bulldogs. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. Spread formation, open, empty backfield. Strauss back to pass. Again, throws out to the left. The pass complete once again. Catching the ball, Isaac Frederick inside the 40. Down to the 37-yard line is where they'll mark it. He'll have a gain of 8 on the play. It'll bring up second down and 2 yards to go.
Liguori with the coverage and stop there for Auburn.
With a downward there, the move. Ball's at the 37-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go. Tigers over the ball. Two wideouts left, three to the right. Empty backfield. Jackson Strauss all alone back there wants to throw. Here come the Bulldogs across the line of scrimmage. They're going to say they were drawn. And the referee says, no, you weren't, boys. You just got them righteous. 5-yard penalty offsides is going to be called against the Auburn Bulldogs. Puts the football down to the 32-yard line. And that'll be a first and 10 now for the Tigers. Spot the ball on the left side, hash mark. Tigers go south to north, right to left, right in front of our spot here in this beautiful new press box they built.
It is gorgeous, isn't it, Randy?
I worked my share of games the last 30 or 40 years out of that old wood one, and let me tell you, this is a pleasure. It's the Cadillac among press boxes in southeast Nebraska. Congratulations to Don Hogue and all the folks here at Falls City. Strauss back to pass. He's going to run with the football up the middle. No place to go. They stop him short of the original line of scrimmage. And this time, wrapping him up.
Austin Levine there, number 71. I think Strauss thought he had a gap there to go, but boy, it closed in a hurry. Levine was there to make the stop.
So a loss on the play puts the ball back to the 34-yard line. Second down and 12 yards to go now for the Tigers. They'll go with the empty set backfield. For Jackson Strauss, five receivers spread wide across the field. Strauss down the left sideline looking for the receiver. Pass is knocked away. Intended receiver down here inside the 10 was Isaac Frederick.
Nixon Liguori with good coverage there for Auburn.
So the pass falls incomplete. Clock continues to run, however, here because of the 41-0 deficit with 3:38 to play in the third quarter. Tigers would like to get that lead back under 35.
Yeah.
Ball at the 34-yard line. Several seniors playing their final game in a Tiger uniform tonight. We'll acknowledge them later in the broadcast. Third down and 12 to go from the 34. Jackson Strauss has men in motion. Moving from left to right, Cam Schramm. Strauss wants to run. Nope, now he's going to get hit. Fights his way back to the line of scrimmage, but that's all. It's going to bring up fourth down and 12.
Levine and Rao there, both for the stop there to throw him for a loss.
The ball will be marked right back to the line of scrimmage, the 34-yard line. Fourth down and 12 yards to go for the Tigers. Inside of 3 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. If you're just tuning in, 41-0. Bulldogs dominating Falls City tonight. Receivers spread all over the field on 4th and 12 for Jackson Strauss. Four-man rush. Strauss over the middle. Ball is knocked down and batted away. Good defensive play by Liguori in there to knock the ball down. And the Bulldogs will hold on downs and take possession of the football. Auburn will begin this drive at their own 34-yard line. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is about the worst position for a starting drive that Auburn's had all night. They're on 34.
I think you're right.
They had the short field. Their drives were 50, 40, 31, okay, 62. So they did have one from 62. This is their worst field position to start a drive all night right
now.
38 yards was the worst one before this. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Line of scrimmage, their own 34-yard line. We're going to have Liguori in a quarterback? Yes. Dixon is on the sideline. He's okay, folks. Don't worry. He's fine. He just went to the sideline. Liguori is your quarterback calling a starting count. He has a snap. And to his running back running off the right side, getting inside the 40-yard line and carrying the football that time for Auburn was Brant Galicia. Brant, a freshman, I called that, those names a few times. Second down, 2 yards to go. The football at the 42-yard line of Auburn. Their own 42. McGroy, the quarterback, calling his cadence. Has the snap. He runs it to the left. He's going to keep it himself. Now cuts inside one tackler, and he'll be dragged down and stopped short of the first down after a gain of about a yard.
Fields with a good job on that, stringing that play out for a short gain. Going to bring up third down and a yard to go.
Inside of a minute to play here now in this third quarter. Clock running at 49 seconds to go. Third down and one for the Bulldogs. The quarterback, Nixon McGorry, a freshman, 170-pound freshman, though. Nixon McGorry sets in a shotgun formation with a single setback behind him and calls the starting count. Oh, a bad snap from center. Going back to fall on the football is Maverick Binder. Binder was the running back sent back there with him. When the snap got past the quarterback, Binder just got back and dove on it and covered up the football.
So third and one goes to fourth and 10, Randy.
So they back the football back inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. 10 seconds left to play in the quarter. They're going to let time expire. After three quarters of play, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Fall City Tigers 41-0. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Management is holding a land auction Thursday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, 1417 Stone Street. For sale is 340 acres sold in two parcels. One parcel is 40 acres, the other is 305. These are extremely productive soils located 7 miles east of Fall City or 1 mile west and 1 mile south of Rulo. You won't find a better property in today's market. Call Brian or Sherry at Poppy Realty and Management for a sales packet with all the details.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We move to fourth quarter action. Here's Tom Martek.
Brad Hall set to punt this ball. Fourth and 10 for Auburn from their own 34. Gets the snap. Gets the kickoff. Jackson Strauss back for the Tigers. Lets it bounce. It's going to roll and roll. And Auburn's going to down it at the Fall City 32-yard line. Well, they'll take over here. First and 10.
I'm going to start acknowledging some of these Fall City seniors playing their final game in a Tiger uniform tonight. Race Farmer, Carson Simon, who was injured. He's not on the field, but certainly been a big contributor this season among the seniors. Thomas Fields, Dalton Helmick, a senior, Corey Murphy, Jaden Noldy, Justin Brewer, and Cam Schramm. Those are your seniors, their last appearance ever in a football uniform for the Fall City Tigers.
We thank them for their entertainment that they've provided for us.
They've been fun to watch the last 3 or 4 years here.
Fall City takes over at their own 32-yard line. First and 10, 11:08 left in this game. There's a snap to Strauss. Hands the ball off to Strecker around the right side. He's got some running room there. And he's down. Oh, late flag coming in. They got him marked down at the 40.
Strecker running tough there, making the tackle. Brent Galicia.
Oh, we got a face mask on Auburn, so that's going to add some more to that play there. Going to march that off. Fall City's going to have a first down.
Galicia got the tackle. He did not get the face mask. He was down around the legs when he brought the ball carrier down.
They're going to mark it at the Fall City 45-yard line, where they'll be first and 10 again. Bringing the play in from the sideline there. Strecker coming out after that nice run he had.
Official had to remind our operator to keep that clock rolling.
Yeah. 10:33 and counting here as we wind this down. Strauss still in at quarterback there. Three receivers split out to the right and two to the left. Open backfield. Strauss looking. Throws the ball. It's caught by Tate Wilcox up the middle there. Puts on some good moves there, and it looks like he's going to be darn close to another first down.
Well, Wilcox paid the price after he caught that pass. He got hammered by about three defenders. Helping to lead the tackle was Keegan Jones. Jones, 150-pound senior defensive back, really put a blow on the receiver.
So we've got first down now. We're down into Auburn territory. They're 45. First and 10 for Fall City. 9:53 left in this game. Oh, nobody left in the back. people in here at this stage of the game. I still see Raul in there, who's raising Kane there for the Tigers, having a hard time blocking him tonight. 9-10 left in this game. Ball City again, Fields back in the backfield now, along with Strauss. We got a receiver split to the right, three of them, and one to the left. Hands the ball off Fields, up the middle. He's got some room, running hard, dragging some people along there, and picks up about 6 yards on that play.
Lance Finder, a freshman, there to get the tackle. Lance Finder had him all wrapped up and then got some help from some other defenders.
Third down now and 4 for Falls City at the Auburn 39-yard line.
Tom, we mentioned this new press box they built here at Jug Brown Stadium. It just has all the amenities. So, I mean, nice countertops, windows that can close up here with kind of a garage door type window on it. Very comfortable place to work a ball game and a great view, unobstructed view of the field.
You've been to a lot of them, you would know. Jackson back to throw the ball. He's just surrounded by Bulldogs and gets thrown for a big loss.
One of the things that used to fascinate me, we would travel to some of the smaller schools in other parts of the state. They would build an 8-foot box, an 8-foot booth, I guess you'd say, but only put a 4-foot window in it. So you had 2 feet of wall on either side, and you had to hang your head out the window to see beyond the 20-yard lines down to the corners.
Oh, wow.
One school that I know of, I pointed that out to them. We went back 2 years later. They had cut it out and put 8-foot windows in.
Good move.
Sometimes they forget the purpose of a press box is to watch the game.
Fourth down and 13 now for Falls City. 7:40 left in this game. Strauss in the backfield. Takes a snap. Big rush. Throws the ball up on the right sideline. Knocked away at the last minute by Liguori, I believe.
Liguori was back there defending.
Yeah, Tate Wilcox was streaking down the sideline there, but Liguori was right with him on that.
Yeah, that was well played defensively there by the Bulldogs. Oh, no, turn it over on downs.
Auburn going to take over. First down at the 48-yard line
now,
of Auburn.
With the playoffs looming next week, I doubt that we're going to see very much of that first-team offense in here right now for Auburn. They don't want to risk any injuries or anything with the playoffs coming up.
I think you're right, Andy.
You're probably looking at Liguori now for the quarterback.
Liguori is back there with now running in there. Let's see.
Bert Moody is one of the wide receivers here on the left side, also in the backfield.
Is that 38?
I think so.
Brent Galizia, yeah. There's a snap to Liguori. He rolls right, keeps the ball. He's got some room up that right sideline. He is quick. Still running, 20, 10, 5, and he is in. Auburn scores on a nice run. I see no flags, Randy. That is a 52-yard run.
52-yard by the quarterback carrying the football in was Liguori.
Wow, he's got some speed too, you know it?
Yeah,
he turned it on once he got out in the open.
Score comes with 6:28 to play in the fourth quarter.
Let's see what we're going to do here. Usually Dixon has been kicking the extra points here, but I don't think he's probably going to come in for this. They're going to put somebody else. Now they're going to go for two here is what they're going to do. Line up for two. Liguori in there, quarterback. Number 19, Maverick Binder in at a running back. Calls a snap. There it is. Rolls right. Option. He keeps it and goes right into the end zone there. Nice score by the quarterback there, Liguori. So here with 6:28 left in the game, Auburn has increased their lead to 49-0. And we're going to take a 30-second break. You're listening to the high school football here on KTNC.
Fall harvest is here. Do you have corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities in Dawson, Salem, and Falls City, Salem Grain offers competitive prices and grain storage at all three locations. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 for all your grain merchandising needs. Locally owned and operated, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas for over 45 years.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. Nixon Liguori carried the football 52 yards on a one-play 52-yard drive for the touchdown. Liguori also carries in for the two-point conversion. That pushes our score 49-0. Auburn leading the Falls City Tigers. The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
Set to kick off for Auburn. It looks like number 50. Well, that must be 50. I'm having a hard time seeing that, Randy. New kickoff here.
tackle, helping to make the stop, was Michael Kramer. Kramer on the stop.
59 is who kicked that off, but Randy? Yeah, that's Braden Gertis. I see it now on my little roster there. I couldn't quite see his number. So first down here for Fall City, 6:09, clock running here. Their own 32-yard line.
Bulldogs with a lot of new defenders in there. Owen Rowell is in the lineup now as a linebacker. Lance Binder's in there as one of the linebackers. Defensive cornerback here on the near side is Nixon Liguori.
Tate Wilcox in at quarterback now for the Tigers. We've got three receivers split right and two left. Wilcox calls the count. There's the snap, and it's a good one. He looks right, throws the ball. It's complete. After a four-yard gain there, 22, that is Robert Gilkerson made a nice grab. Give him 3 yards on that.
Rangelizia on the tackle for the Auburn Bulldogs, trying to ID a few more of the Auburn players in the ballgame. Peyton Bowden is in now at safety. A lot of clean white jerseys out there. Well, they're all clean white. We're on official turf, but let's say unsweated through. How's that?
Tate Wilcox back in the shotgun again. Three receivers split right here for Fall City. Two left. There's a snap. Looks. Got time back there. Rolls left. Still looking. Tucks the ball. Going to run. Is that left sideline there? And he's going to get past that first down marker, it looks like, Randy.
Lance Binder was over there giving chase. Binder chased him down that sideline, eventually getting him out of bounds, but not before first down yardage.
It's pretty quick. Got around that left end, tucked it, and just went going. 4:43 left here in this game. 49-0 Auburn Bulldogs there. Been all Auburn here tonight.
Checking into the lineup now comes Kellen McAfee for the Tigers. McAfee replacing Justin Brewer.
One of those seniors you were talking about
there.
Wilcox again in here at the quarterback position. We're seeing some new faces on both teams. We'll try to get some numbers, names with those faces. Oh, boy, Wilcox is smothered in the backfield there. He did not see that defender coming in. Who is that, Randy? 86,
yes,
it looks like there.
Was in there to make the hit was Burt Moody, a freshman.
Wow.
175-pound, 6-foot freshman.
Wilcox is looking Wilcox looking down the field there. He did not even see him, just got blindsided there and smothered. Looks like that's going to be about a 9-yard loss on that play.
Again, and Ogden checking in, a sophomore, 245 pounds coming into the line now.
Jaden Nolte coming out, another one of those big boy seniors there we were talking about.
Several seniors leaving the field at Jug Brown Stadium for the final time in their high school career. We'll acknowledge them again in the postgame.
Second down, 19, Tate Wilcox, 3:30 and counting. There he's back to pass. Fading, going right, running around, trying to get some open field, and going to get thrown. Oh, there's flag, a late flag coming out there.
Thrown out of bounds here by Michael Kramer. Kramer, that is.
They're going to get a horse collar, yeah, that's what they're going to call there.
Yeah, with nothing flagrant, the defender just grabbing what he could there.
Yep. Horse collar against Auburn there, so they're going to mark that penalty off, and we'll see where they end up here with the yardage.
Nate Bentley going to mark the football clear out to the 45-yard line.
That's an automatic first down, too, so Fall City will have first down at their own 45-yard line.
I invite you to stay tuned for our postgame show brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company here in Fall City.
After this penalty here, they'll get this clock started again. It's at 3:09 right now. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I said first down here. It's second down. Second down and about 7 yards to go here for the Tigers. Wilcox throws the ball and it's knocked away by Liguori there for Auburn.
Nice defensive hit there by Nixon Liguori. He popped the defender, popped the receiver just as the football arrived and was able to jar it loose.
Third down now and 7 yards for the Tigers. Clock continues to run. We're down to 2:43 here left in this game.
Now checking into the lineup is Caleb Zukowski. Zukowski, a sophomore, 120-pounder.
Tate Wilcox doing a nice job in here at quarterback. We've got an open backfield again here. We've got three receivers split, and he gets rid of the ball, and he wide open receiver there on the right. Gets on right sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5-yard line there. That's number 13. Who is?
Caden Strecker.
Caden Strecker, nice grab. Nice throw by Wilcox. The
Cody's going to have first and goal at their own 5-yard line. Slant pattern coming from left to right. Strecker took the ball over the middle and then came to the right sideline and just flat out outran some of these defenders here for Auburn.
Strecker is quick. 150 here, first and goal for Falls City. They mark it at the 6-yard line. Tate Wilcox still in there, quarterback. Calls a snap, looks to throw, rolls left, looking for a receiver, throws it in, and incomplete pass there. Goes over his head.
Had a receiver in the area, but there were also three defenders back there. Probably did well just to get rid of the football.
That was good coverage there by Auburn. You're exactly
but
right.
I know it's an incomplete pass, but that clock's still running.
Yep. Charlie McNeely coming into the game there now for the Tigers. Yeah, they need to get up in the line here and get going with this clock running. 1:11, 1:10 left. Wilcox there getting the shotgun. Three receivers split to the right, two to the left. There's the snap. Looking to throw the ball. Takes the ball up the middle there, and he's going to get a short gain, if any, there. Tackled about. Looks like they're going to mark it right at the 6. No gain.
It was Burke Moody on the tackle once again. Moody's just a freshman there to make the solo stop. Moody.
Third down goal now for Falls City.
You know, this Bulldog defense really does not want to give up a shutout.
No,
Falls City would sure feel good if they could put some points up here in the final minute.
You're right. Tate Wilcox back again, shotgun formation. Receiver split left and right. There's a snap. It's low, but he grabs it. Rolls right, looking, and going to get tossed out of bounds there. Another loss there. Who had him there, Randy? 80.
Yeah,
let's see. The flag down here on the play. Let's see what this is. Looks like a kind of point toward the Tigers. Yeah, it's going to be a false start. A little good procedure against Falls City. There's 19 seconds left in this game here. Let's see what Auburn's going to do. Are they going to accept this penalty? They are. Going to mark it back here to the 11-yard line then. Where Falls City will have third and goal again.
Again, we invite you to stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll have a complete rundown of all the scoring.
Clock's running. 16 seconds here. Wilcox back in the shotgun. There's the snap. He's rolling right, looking for a receiver. Gets rid of the ball, and it's incomplete. Throws the ball over the head of the receiver. 4-3-2-1, and that's going to be the ball game here. Auburn is going to come away with a big victory there against Falls City tonight, 49-0. We're going to take a one-minute break here, and we'll be back to recap this game here. You're listening to high school football here on KTNC.
You always dream about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatuba, Tom Bartek, back with you at Jug Brown Stadium. As the stadium starts to empty out, several seniors gathering up with their teammates for a final time in the north end zone here for a post-game meeting with their coaches.
This post-game scoring recap brought to you by Arm Brewster Motor Company in Falls City, offering many makes of vehicles, including Chevrolet, Buick, Chrysler. Always choose us for your maintenance and repair needs. Dodge, Jeep, and Ram also.
Well, 49-0, your final score tonight. The Auburn Bulldogs improved their record now to 7-2 on the season. And the Falls City Tigers wrap up the campaign with a record of 1-8. Pretty much all Auburn, the Bulldogs have scored in the first quarter four times once as time expired. After one period, it was 28-0 on their first four possessions. After that, with the 9-11 mark of the second quarter, Ryan Dixon added a 14-yard touchdown run on a 31-yard drive after a short punt. The kick failed, and at the half, it was 34-0, Auburn on top. In the third quarter, the Bulldogs added another score, a 23-yard touchdown pass, Ryan Dixon to Ryan Belstorff. That capped a three-play, 34-yard drive. Dixon's kick made it 41-0. Then with 6:28 left in the ballgame, a 52-yard run by backup quarterback Nixon Liguori, a one-play, 52-yard drive. Nixon Liguori came in and ran for the two-point conversion, pushed the score to 49-0. And that's where we end the season here for the Fall City Tigers, the Auburn Bulldogs, with a 49-0 win tonight over the Tigers. The scoring recap, halftime recap, brought to you by Armbrister Motor Company, your GM dealer in Fall City. Well, Tom, we mentioned several seniors playing their final game in a Tiger uniform tonight here as they're huddled up down the north end zone. We want to acknowledge those young men for all the hard work and the blood, sweat, and tears that they've put into this Tiger program for the past 4 years. They include Race Farmer, Carson Simon, who was unfortunately injured, not able to finish the season, Thomas Fields, also Dalton Helmick, Corey Murphy, Jaden Noldy, Justin Brewer, and Cam Schramm. Those are your seniors, and certainly a tip of the hat to those young men for as hard as they've worked here. Not a lot of fun when you finish with a 1-8 season, but they showed up every week. I know last week that game against Nebraska City, although it was a loss, you had to kind of come away feeling like it was a bright spot because everybody came in here expecting Nebraska City to pretty much walk away with it. What the Tigers do, they showed up and gave the Pioneers a winnable ball game last week. And I don't know about you, Tom, but I enjoyed that.
Yes, sir.
So that's going to do it here. We are not ready to wrap it up yet. We want to talk a little bit about what's coming up next week. We've got 8-man Class D2 playoffs coming your way. Friday night, both the Sacred Heart Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles have qualified for the playoffs. We'll have the Johnson Brock Eagles with a 5 o'clock kickoff, 4:30 pregame, live from Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, Riverside High School. I'll have the call for you on that one. Blaine Behrens is going to join me with the color commentary. That'll be on Sunny 101.3. And then, of course, John Nixon and Troy Nelson will be here on KTNC next Friday night, a 6 o'clock kickoff. They'll be live from Kennesaw as the Sacred Heart Irish travel out to Kennesaw for a 6 o'clock kickoff. That pregame show begins at 5:30. Here on KTNC. Any updates yet on Mound City?
I've got after the third quarter, Mound City still up 20-12 against Rockport.
That game being heard live tonight over on Sunny 101.3. Well, Tom Bartek, as always, a real pleasure to work with you. Great to have you alongside. This has been a fun season. We've had an opportunity for you guys to kind of get your feet wet here a little bit. Mr. Freshel, Troy Nelson, Tom Bartek. Like to think we can hang in here for a little while play by play, but I'll tell you, we realize that the day's coming. We're going to have some people going to have to pick up the microphone and go with it. And it's certainly been fun working with you guys and getting you worked into the broadcast. So we're not done yet. We've got playoff games coming up. We'll keep you posted on what the status is going to be of the Auburn Bulldogs, when and where they'll be playing. With this win tonight, they should be in the playoffs also. Your final thoughts here, Tom?
Well, Randy, I hate to point out one individual, but I will say Wyatt Rowell had himself a whale of a game for Auburn. I mean, they're going into the playoffs here and look to be a team to be reckoned with there.
And he's a junior.
He's a junior.
We do want to wish the Auburn Bulldogs best of luck as they move on into the playoffs. We wish them well. Always like to see Southeast Nebraska representative in the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, and for Tom Hortek, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 49 and the Fall City Tigers 0. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school football.